This is the show Never Heard That. It is really good to have you with me. My name is Andrew Mewkey. Our focus for today is going to be on the Australian band The Go-Betweens and the track Cattle and Cane from their 1983 album Before Hollywood. Australians who grew up in the 70s and 80s will often refer to the musical rite of passage called Countdown, which was on TV at 6 p.m. on Sunday nights on the ABC. As a show, it did have a particular focus on chart music, or music that was deemed chart-worthy, but it also had the ability to throw something slightly left-field into the mix. It was these tracks that my brothers and I were looking for as we religiously watched week to week, year after year. And so it was for me when, with no particular fanfare, a video clip by this band from Queensland called The Go-Betweens was played. I fell for it instantly. It was gentle, plaintive, and to me, genuinely honest. Vocalist and at that time bass guitarist Grant McLennan wrote the lyrics for his mother as an autobiographical description of his return home to a Queensland farm when a boy. He used Nick Cave's acoustic guitar to write the foundation of the song while staying at Cave's London apartment. And the unsubstantiated story is that Cave granted McLennan the guitar because he felt that it connected in the creation of that song and it no longer belonged to him. As I've mentioned in a number of Never Heard That shows, I then followed through and bought the album that Cattle and Cane came from, the band's second album, 1983's Before Hollywood. The band began in 1977 with Robert Forster and Grant McLennan sharing writing duties. Some early recordings were sent far and wide and with various drummers, but with no real breakthroughs, although some of these recordings, like Lee Remick and Karen, are now considered classics by fans. They travelled in and out of Europe with some success. The song I Need Two Heads peaked at number 6 on the UK independent chart, but a significant component to the band is when they linked in with drummer Lindy Morrison, also from Brisbane, in late 1980. First official album, Send Me a Lullaby, with lead single Your Turn, My Turn, was released in 1981. By third album, 1984's Spring Hill Fair, the band had extended, with Rob Vickers coming on to play bass to free McLennan up to take on guitar duties. 1986's fourth album, Liberty Bell and the Black Diamond Express, with single Spring Rain, saw them embraced even further by the public, with the overall sound being considered smoother and more contemporary. When Amanda Brown joined the band on violin, oboe, guitar, keyboards and backing vocals later in the year, the sound of the band had jumped to another level again. 16 Lovers Lane, released in 1988, brought some success with the singles Streets of Your Town and Was There Anything I Could Do, but major commercial breakthrough still eluded the band. After recording six albums, Forster and McLennan decided in December 1989 to disband the Go-Betweens. Forster's 2016 autobiography, Grant and I, is a very interesting read of the story behind the band. The Go-Betweens hold a special place for many Australian music lovers. I know that I have that special memory of seeing Cattle and Cane for the first time, and I still hold it in very high regard. Here is Australian band The Go-Betweens and the track Cattle and Cane from their 1983 album Before Hollywood.
I recall a big could write a world of books and silent times and thought. And then the railroad takes him home through fields of cattle, through fields of cane. From time to time, the waste, memory waste, and the waste, memory waste.
Alone.